continue our series on the 8 components of wellness by looking at our financial health. It may not be something we've considered, but our relationship with money affects our mindset, our choices, and our overall wellness, so we need to talk about it. We get real about the barriers that stand in the way of a healthy relationship with money and wrap it up by sharing some practical ways to cultivate our financial health, no matter the size of our paychecks. We're talking values, our attitude about stuff, and contentment. And we're so glad you're here to get financially well right along with us. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I've got Sydney and Jolene with me today.
Hello.
Hello.
And we are talking about our financial wellness. Now, this is one of those, it's a topic nobody really wants to talk about. Like, it's uncomfortable. It's just something we might not consider, how our relationship with our finances actually affects our overall wellness. But according to healthguide.org, a number of studies have demonstrated a cyclical link between financial worries and mental health problems, such as depression and anxiety.
Oh, heavens.
Mm. And money is the number one cause of fights in most marriages.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to talk about. Here's a warm-up question for you guys today, courtesy of BetterUp.com. What is your attitude towards money? How does talking or thinking about money make you feel?
I don't like it. I'll be honest. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. My husband is Chinese, immigrated as a small child, and culturally, they'll talk about money all day.
Mm.
It's like the first thing, like if a friend gets a new job, he's like, how much are they making?
I'm like, oh, wow.
I can't ask that.
That's our American sensibilities. Like, no.
Oh.
Like,
the audacity.
Yeah. And, like, how much is that? How much do they pay for? I'm like, I can't ask that. But no. And when we go and visit his friends and family, no, that's a thing that they just do it. And I'm like, oh, that's very different. Huh. It's very different for me. So it's a different way. Like, flips it on its ear a little bit.
I'd almost say it's like, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't seem like it's a bad thing. It's just in our culture, it seems a little like, oh, faux pas. Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we mostly avoid talking about money or thinking about it because we don't got it. And
what money?
Or if you have it, you don't want to be like, look at all my money.
Yeah, it's awkward. I think it makes me feel awkward.
Yeah,
it feels like it's awkward no matter what you do.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I'm going to hear some definitions of financial wellness because we have to talk about it. We got to figure this out. We're grownups.
Yeah.
All right. Being able to manage income and spending habits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
What I like about that one is that it acknowledges there's a personal responsibility component. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The University of New Hampshire says it's the ability to meet basic needs and manage money for the short and long term.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes says the concept of financial wellness is about changing financial behaviors and adopting more effective money habits to secure financial stability and financial freedom. And finally, according to the Wholeness Wheel, which is the tool that inspired this series, being financially well involves making decisions based on our values, I love that, as reflected in the way we save, spend, and share.
Mm.
Tending to one's financial well-being in this way requires us to be resilient, generous, and focused on sustainability. And it was really tough for me to recognize that the way we save, spend, and share actually reflects what we value.
I know that, but
It's like saying it out loud. Like,
I don't think I value it. I'll be honest.
That's what it sounds like.
So today we are getting into our money habits. We're going to ask some tough questions and look at our relationship with our finances.
Oh, Lord.
Here are some benefits of being financially well. Mm-hmm. The first is less stress.
Yeah.
Because money causes a lot of stress.
Yeah,
it does.
It gives you more choices or more personal freedoms to where you don't feel like your money is trapping you.
Because
I felt trapped by lack of funds.
Yes.
Many times.
You'll take more chances or reach for different opportunities. I said this because when money is tight, you'll play it super safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't take no risks. Mm-mm. At least it's very reckless if you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to be in a place. Yeah. I mean, David just took an enormous risk. He went back to school to get one very, very specific job at one school. It paid off.
Yeah.
Big risk.
Yeah.
Balance. Balance. BetterUp.com pointed that if you're struggling to make ends meet every month, you're likely sacrificing some of your time and energy that should be going towards other things like your personal life, rest, fun, creative endeavors, etc. So there are some balance. Now, I do want to note before we start out that I 100% recognize that not everyone is starting from the same starting line.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. There are wild inequalities and disparities. And everybody is just not playing the same game.
No.
When it comes to finances. So this today is about working with what you have, where you're at. Mm-hmm. Understanding that, yeah, you can't always control the cards that you're dealt. But right. You got to play the cards you have. Mm-hmm. So understand that I get that there's wild inequality and disparity. And I can't sadly fix that in 30 minutes. But, okay. Signs of financial wellness. Now, I'm not going to lie. This is a super tough list. And like most of our podcasts, I do not reflect this list. I'm working towards it. I recognize.
Yeah, it's a journey.
I don't have all of these. And it's a short list. And yet I still don't have most of them. Now, the first is pays bills on time.
Yes.
Okay. Important.
Yeah.
Budgets.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Skills I'm learning. Yep. Yep.
I mean, and this is a big one. It takes time. Has an emergency fund.
I'm working on it. You know, very, very slowly.
Well, and we'll get there too. I mean, putting away $5 a month counts as saving. You're starting. Yeah. Now, has no debt. Ha ha. Or.
That's not the American way.
Or has just manageable debt.
Okay.
I put, like a mortgage, a car payment, like the.
Stuff
reasonable debts where you're not putting every purchase you make on your credit card.
Yeah.
Right.
Or things you don't need. Well, we need Whoppers today. So break out the Visa.
No.
Yeah. Go eat some beans and rice. Good for you.
A plan in place for retirement.
Yeah.
Plans for long-term financial goals. Maybe like buying a house, sending your kids to college, paying for their weddings, etc. Nearly every site I studied mentioned the importance of having clear financial goals. Do any of us have any financial goals?
My husband is way better at all of this than I am.
David takes care of our money, too.
Yeah.
Probably why I need to talk
about it. It's a both of us because neither of us are that great. But luckily, with where we're at, going to the community services, I mean, we're getting help with that and learning about it because we both kind of... School doesn't, they give you the one class in sophomore year, and I hated it.
I got something in the fourth grade, and that was it.
Yeah, I remember something, learning about writing checks, which you don't do now, in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Fifth grade, maybe. And no, so it's kind of like, I am not.
I was good at not spending money, but that's not the same as budgeting. Yeah.
I can be cheap, I can be thrifty, I can be whatever, but that doesn't mean I'm being smart.
Yeah, it's,
it's hard.
And the last sign of financial wellness is someone who lives within their means.
Right. That is, my husband and I talk about that a lot. He's got some coworkers who, as a profession, they seem to not all of them, but some of them. You're like, why?
Yeah, it's, I think we're going to talk about that. Yeah. Now, here comes the sandwich. We talked about in the last episode. Here's the barriers.
Okay.
I'm getting the first one out of the way because it's real. We're poor and stuff costs a lot.
Amen. Inflation.
I mean,
we complain a lot on that, but.
Stuff costs a lot, and our money doesn't go as far as it used to.
You're trying to do healthier swaps. Why does it cost more?
It costs twice as much.
It just does. Here are some awful statistics. 62% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you are not alone.
Yep.
And we have been there. We are gratefully not there in this moment, but Dave and I have been there.
It's hard.
In 2022, 60% of American students qualified for free or reduced lunch.
Mm. Wow.
One third of Americans have less than $100 in savings.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Bankrate said 57% of Americans don't have enough in savings to cover a $1,000 emergency expense.
Yeah.
And 64 million Americans have debt in collections.
Mm.
So yeah. This so, is a cultural problem. Yeah.
Yes.
It is not just you.
Yeah.
Society. Everybody poor. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I know TV makes it seem like that's not the case.
TV also has laugh tracks.
Or Instagram kitchens.
Yeah.
But everybody so not confused. Living the dreamy house life.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have regular houses.
Yeah. It's a mess.
So, number two, we are not content.
Well, yeah, because, yeah. Well, again, the society and the way we're like, the Joneses have this.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Comparison comes up right away. But I want to say this is, this shows up, yes, in things of like overspending too and living outside our means.
Right.
But the truth about contentment is you can control your contentment.
Yes.
Way easier than you can control how much money you have.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, I've been actively working on that personally.
Mm-hmm. I can't control what my husband gets paid, but I can control my attitude towards the amount of money he gets.
Yeah.
Paid. Yeah. Now, why do you think, why do you think we struggle to be content?
Yeah.
And you said comparison.
Especially with our social media and like you're looking at what everyone else has. And
those Stanley water cups are popular. Oh my gosh,
that's such a big thing right now.
I don't understand why.
I've seen all these posts about it like, girl, if your water needs to stay cold till Tuesday, you ain't drinking enough.
That's fair.
Yeah. Comparison is a big thing. I also thought there's a lot of messaging that tells us we deserve.
Yes. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Fair. Much as I love Tom and Donna. No.
Yeah.
It's, and we live in a more culture. Always more. More.
Yes.
I also think sometimes we build lives we need escapes from.
Oh.
Well, and so then it's like, take that. We need that other trip. We need that other drink because we got to escape the life we've built because we don't like the life we've built.
Instead of, the alternative.
Yeah.
Instead of working on it.
Yeah. I also think we maybe haven't realized that joy and satisfaction aren't found in stuff.
Insert a little Jesus up in there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, yeah. What? This car doesn't bring me joy forever?
It does not.
Temporary things only yield temporary results.
Even with heated seats.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, girls. Slap, slap. Mm-hmm. And slap.
Damn it. Okay. Next one. I'm bringing up fear again.
Oh, yeah.
We're straight up afraid. And I'm going to call this fear-based behavior scrooging.
No, I feel that 100%.
This is me. When we're afraid to use or enjoy any of our finances, that actually signals financial unwellness too.
Yeah.
Mm. Being a miser doesn't mean you're financially healthy. David's going to listen and bring this up.
She loves you very much.
Yeah, I do. But it signals to me that money has as much of a grip on you as a person who's just spend. You still think about money too much. Mm. As I was studying and thinking about myself, who is this person who struggles to enjoy moments and experiences because of money?
Yeah.
You know, I've thought about some of the moments and experiences I've missed out on because I was only thinking about how much it cost.
Yeah, or that I didn't want to spend. Yeah.
You know, thinking about even little things like taking the kids out for ice cream. I'm like, this is $27 and we could buy 4 tubs of ice cream at the grocery store. Instead of going, this is this fun moment where we're enjoying this thing as a family. Look how happy the kids are. We're looking at the ocean, eating ice cream. But I'm just like, 4 tubs of dryers at the grocery store would have been cheaper. Live in the moment, Becky.
It's really hard.
That's an unhealthy perspective of money. It'd be one thing if we didn't have the $27.
I see.
But we did.
We were gifted an experience when we went and visited family. It was a light thing. It was super cool. It took everyone a while to get there. And the kids go to bed at 7.
Yeah.
It was good, but I spent the whole with one eye on the clock because I knew it was going to be rough because we weren't home and everything was weird and the schedule was off. I'm like, everyone's just going to scream cry. It was fine, but
it pulls us out of our.
I sucked some of the joy out of my own experience.
Yeah, but we do it a lot. We do it a lot, and I
And then I found this perspective and I realized that I know that my Scrooging struggle is rooted in control.
Yeah.
Oh, as you say it, yeah.
Yeah. Because I've lived through unexpected things messing with our money.
Yeah.
Or with my carefully planned out budget or my financial 5-year plan. Mm. And I will again.
I don't like that.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah. We will again. Did any of us plan for this, like,
multi-year
pandemic? Like, nobody planned that. Like, you don't know what's coming. So I'm going to read this whole paragraph I found on stlukedevon.org because it's good and it addresses this better than I could.
Okay.
When we choose to organize our financial lives to focus on resilience, we are financially well. We cannot control the economy, the viability of our congregation, that hit with a pastor husband,
mm-mm,
or the health of those we love, including ourselves. Things happen. Our most deeply held assumptions and plans can be disrupted in a moment. That's why positioning ourselves to be resilient is so powerful for our well-being. Because if we trust that we can recover from anything that comes our way, if our objective is not a bank account total, then we are free to be generous with the world around us. If we can trust that God will provide because we know our financial house is in order and our basic needs can be met, then we can set about to be agents of God's provision for others whose basic needs may not be met, whether our currency is time, talent, or treasure.
I like that it used different currency.
Yeah, I did too. Well, and just that if I know I'm going to be okay, if I'm basically, am I trusting God
to
meet my needs? And it's not my wildest dreams are met, my basic needs.
Needs, yeah.
If I know my needs are going to be met, then I can think about my money differently. And think about, okay, well, I'll get through this. We will recover. I'm focused on resiliency, not being rich or not the next trip. I just love that focus on resilience over control. Maybe because the acceptance that I can't control anything that's coming.
Yeah.
I don't know what expenses are going to come our way.
No, you don't.
But I can position myself to be in a place of financial resilience.
Right.
And that speaks to the other half of Scrooge, where when he realized his grip, then he could start to enjoy his money and be generous with it.
Yeah, right.
It's a thing.
I do love the Christmas Carol.
That's such a good one.
Especially the Muppets.
Oh, Muppets!
Okay, easy ways to cultivate. We're starting this one easy. I get money is gross to talk about, but ease on it.
Yeah.
It's like the part of the wave pool where the waves aren't hitting yet. It's just nice and warm. Okay. Meal plan.
Yeah, Becky, you brilliant beast. Well,
you don't have to, like, I don't do like the nice list like she does, which is impressive. I just do like a batch cook of something and I'm like, this is it for the next 2 options and make your own breakfast. There you go.
I just have to watch how you do it, because I fight it, I'll be honest.
Well, I just know it saves me money at the store, and then there's fewer trips to the store.
Well, and you're already thinking ahead, too.
Well, I plan 2 weeks in advance, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's smart. Same thing for breakfast most days, except Ben doesn't always want to eat it.
Right. But, well, see, and it's different. We're different places of life.
Yeah.
Where I have to plan that there's stuff that the teenagers
will eat,
can have, or then they'll eat the stuff I was planning on for other things. No. So it's like, no, breakfast today is this bagel with this turkey sausage, and then you're not getting into the cheese that I need for dinner.
Well, no, and that's...
Your kids aren't getting into the fridge on their own.
He can almost open it himself.
Yeah.
I'm going to accept it's just something I'm going to learn as they age.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to.
I have to have something available because we both get hangry at the same time, and...
I feel bad.
It's no good. Like... We have carrots and peas in the freezer at all times. Something like that's just easy. Throw it with whatever. He will always eat carrots and peas. So we always have carrots and peas. That's Love just it. A something.
Love it.
And if yogurt.
If you want meal plans, my website, chasingsupermom.com. I think it's in my resources section. There's weekly Monday menu. I don't know. There's menu archives for
there's
days.
Stuff. Yeah.
Also, I'm adding to this, just make your own food.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to cut expenses, like, stop going out to eat. It costs $1 billion to go to the drive-thru now.
Gosh, it does.
It does. Like, even, like, with the apps, you can sometimes get a deal, but it's usually not very good. And then, like,
it's so much
much money.
Oh my gosh. Save money, yeah. Get yourself an air fryer, make those fries at home. Boom.
I mean, I do. Yeah. We've been definitely utilizing it. It's just like in the long run. Yeah. And where we, yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to also put on here, make your own coffee.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm becoming so professional.
Much cheaper.
Yeah.
So much cheaper.
It tastes good. You can make it as creamy as you want.
Well, you can, they have like espresso makers that are like all in ones now that seem nice. Says me who likes espresso.
You know, just there's things you can do yourself. Okay, now here's another lighthearted thing. Do off brand when it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I get, is there a food where you guys have to have name brand or product? Like for David, it's ketchup. Oh, I guess really? He's like spend the 37 cents and get Heinz.
Oh.
I mean, sharp cheese if I can. Mm-hmm. Like the sharp, well, I don't know if Ben prefers it as much, and that's who I'm catering to at this point, but like cheese sometimes.
Like Tillamook? Like what kind of cheese are we getting?
Preferably Tillamook. Oh my gosh, no, I do it with yogurt now because
it has to be a certain brand.
Yeah, yogurt's name a hard brand. One. I'm sure you have to.
Full fat Greek yogurt. I like Chobani. Mm-hmm. It's really spendy. I got some Faye because that's what they had at Winco, and the organic whatever brand at Fred Meyer. You cannot do grocery pickup because I tried to. It is like $2 less for the exact same amount. So if you go into Fred Meyer, that's my secret now. Please don't buy all my yogurt.
Yeah,
it'll be okay. But those ones that it does. It's got less fillers and stuff in
see,
it.
We all have like our thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it 100% makes no difference to get the generic kind that costs 50 cents less.
Yeah.
I do that with like cold medicine and stuff or whatever.
Marshmallow Mateys versus Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same or like thing. Canned, like canned corn. I don't need Del Monte or what. Like I can buy the Winco like brand.
Store brand beans.
Totally
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. You same know? Diff. Same diff. Yeah.
Save the money on the stuff where it doesn't really matter to you.
Or get it in bulk if you can.
Yeah. Now this one sounds interesting. Now, nicer products when it makes sense. Saving money on the front end can sometimes be more expensive.
Yeah.
Here's my example. We're thinking about this as a family. We've had beater cars for so long.
I know.
Yes.
They always break.
I feel like your cars have issues and I don't know enough to fix them.
It's the thing because you're trained in the certain mindset of you always pay cash for your car. Which is great if you want a Dave Ramsey your whole life, but like we don't have more than a couple thousand dollars in the bank at any one time.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you need the vehicle.
Yes.
But we're tired of buying beater cars because it's more expensive in the long run.
But you're getting more drivers.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
We got. My son got his permit. Lord help me. Cheap shoes is the other one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know, the Skechers are $20 at Walmart, but they're going to fall apart.
Yeah.
There are certain things like I'm still searching for like the perfect little ballet flat thing. I'm willing to give them all my money now. You can take it because clearly I'll have the shoes for decades forever, at this point.
I mean, nice stuff. Last. I mean, yes, you can buy the cheapy thing, but you're going to be replacing it a billion times. So sometimes saving money on the front end is more expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Avoid your spending triggers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. If you're super stressed and you're at the grocery store, stay away from the chip aisle because those Cheetos are going to call to you.
Yeah, see, it can be an emotional trigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sugar.
We've talked, I think, on here before where once David was laid off really unexpectedly and we just had no money. I didn't go to Target for a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because
at the time, Target was a very big spending. I couldn't go in there and just get what I wanted because they have, here's the little cheap dollar area.
Oh, I love
here's
that. This area.
Well, they have a clearance really tag good and layout. Oh, the clearance areas. You avoid those. Mm-hmm. I'll buy all the things
but
I don't need.
But you're right. Yeah. I rarely go now because I know if I can't go. I just can't.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to go.
Spend money. Well, maybe the clearance rack is kind of a trigger where it's like, well, this sweater is only $7.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's cheap. But do I need the sweater?
Right.
No.
And does it fit? Yes.
So, avoid your spending. I put deal or no deal. No, actually, what is a deal and what isn't actually a deal?
They always try and get you on the two for something. But when you break down how much it is, you know?
Or sometimes, Costco isn't always cheaper. David will come home with something and be like, I got this amazing deal. I'm like, actually, if you break it down, Walmart was cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just no. Or like, are you going to eat the 48 pounds of something before it spoils? Now some things you will. There was some stuff we always got there because we went through it.
Yeah.
G Just like, no. I think it's sometimes we just aren't. You're right. In school, we're not taught to pay attention to price or per pound or
like they have them in math. But
I have a hard time if it is if it's not listed the price per ounce.
Yes, yes.
I always look, and if it's not there, I'm like, oh no, no, I'm gonna have to try and math this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Just no. I put on the turn off the lights. Dads have been right all along.
Yes.
My husband and I bicker about this one in a friendly way because we have the LED lights in the house now. But I'm like, turn off the lights. But he's starting to turn them off more now.
It's just amazing, though, how often, like, I mean, and that's it's a silly way. You know, it's not a big expense.
Put on a sweater.
But it adds up. Yeah. I mean, would you throw away 50 cents every day? No. Yeah. It adds up.
Yeah.
And this one is more like for someone like me who does not live close, but organize your trips into town and your errands.
Yeah.
You know, gas is expensive.
Yeah, it is. Or
we've got small kids. Mm. If I'm loading everyone up in the car, we are going
everywhere.
Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to the post office and the library and the grocery store and the all the things today.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm getting a little bit deeper.
Okay.
Those were like, oh yeah, I can turn off my lights. Here's where I'm going to, maybe the sandwich has shown up again. I don't know. Yeah. Create a budget.
Yeah.
If you're not ready for that, even just track what you're spending.
Right.
Because I think sometimes we're not even aware, especially with debit cards. Like, I don't know.
Or
I don't write it down.
I'm not in charge of our whatever. So I talk to my husband before I do an Amazon because he likes to Amazon a lot more stuff. Like, and it's stuff that's needed and useful. But
I never do it, too. And I'm like, ask, like, it's a 13. He's like, yes, you can do it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how much money we have.
I'm asking because, well, on occasion you'll be like, we spend too much money. I'm like, I Amazon one thing. I'm a terrible human. That's
So I would just say, and for those of us who don't have any idea what
we need to know.
Yeah. Make a budget or at least find out what you're spending.
Yeah. We have a spreadsheet I can look at. I just.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. I remember sitting down with David, you know, years ago and asking, you know, because he does all of our money, like, how much per month can I spend on groceries and we'll still be okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How much can I spend on clothes for the kids a month and we'll still be okay?
Right.
I just know.
If you're not budgeting clothes like me, you need to start.
Yes.
Because, well, the kids are growing.
Grow. Yeah. Yes.
Sadly. And suddenly you look and you're like, why don't your pants fit? And. Yeah. I mean, they just opened a new consignment store near us, and that's really cool. Consignment, ooh, if you can. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good... Yes.
It's Once Upon a Child. I'm so excited.
Ooh, that's a fun
so
store.
So much of my kids' stuff comes... They go... Yeah. Here's one. Stop buying non-essentials for a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're in a tight spot, go without buying yourself... Okay, I don't need any more sweaters. Go without it for a little bit. Or like I said, stop going out for coffee. Or you don't need to do those things for a time. You can give those things up for a season.
Right.
Save a little money.
Make them at home.
Okay, the next one I said develop mindful spending, which means don't allow yourself the impulse purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Or and this is kind of like the triggers. Like, well, I'm angry, so retail therapy.
Yeah, like, instant gratification stuff. Where, again, it's usually an emotional thing, like you said.
It really, really usually is. I love this one. I put it here. I think it's easy, but find the free entertainment available to you.
You can do that's a library fun. Does a lot of stuff. You can do, they have some video stuff. One is called Hoopla. The other one is called Canopy. But screen them because I don't know how family friendly they are.
Yes, I just downloaded Canopy so I can look into it, but I just haven't. Well,
and also
in yet.
With your library card, you can get passes to many multiple museums.
What?
And attractions.
What?
Yes.
What? What?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
You can do Pidock Mansion and like the Japanese and Chinese gardens and like the Columbia Gorge.
You guys can't see my excited face right now.
Yeah, I mean like big things. I'm also going to say like if you are listening and you have an EBT or a SNAP card, you can also get into. Many, many museums for free.
Isn't that cool?
Awesome.
Well, and the zoo gives you a cheaper membership.
Yes.
Yeah, so state that's insurance. That's awesome. Or,
There's
pretty cool.
Just look.
Yeah.
I mean, or even, you know, put your mind back in those pandemic days where you had to figure out how to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
This is when I started doing puzzles or going on scooter rides or just there's stuff you can do that's fun. That's free. or there's all those free concerts in the park usually.
Well,
you know, your town has something.
And your community service, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could do that easily from your home or, you know, nearby.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there will be. There's probably a church near you.
That's right.
They would love to have you.
Always pray.
Okay. Some people won't like this. Tithe.
Yes.
It's
God says, test me in this.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Malachi.
Yep. So, and depending on who you talk to, and I've never talked to you or David about this, but Dr. McGee, who is, I've grown up doing that one, doesn't have to be 10%. If you're a numbers person and you need that, maybe start with that, but give what you pray about it. Mm-hmm. Just pray about it.
Yeah. But definitely, I would say 100%. All right. And I would say start saving, even if it's just a tiny amount at first.
Yeah.
Even if you're just putting away $5 a week, you know, that's $5 a week more than you were saving.
Yeah. Or if you have change in your pocket somehow.
Yes. Put it in a jar.
Change jar. Yeah.
Yes. 100%. You know, and you can even start if you want to get fancy. We've got savings accounts for all kinds of things that we think we might need them for.
Oh, they do it on the debit card things too. It's like some sort of rollover thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called, but
we got the car fund. We've got the, do we need an emergency airplane ticket to Ohio fund? We've got all the things. Start saving. You ready for some questions to ask yourself as we wrap this one up?
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully this wasn't too painful or too awkward.
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Honestly, not as bad as I.
Well, she texted us about it before, so we could.
I did. I gave him a little bit of warning. Okay. What matters to you? How can you make your spending align with what matters to you? Or if someone saw what you were spending your money on, would they know what mattered to you?
Yeah, does it reflect that? Yeah.
A little voice inside my head was like, skincare. I don't spend tons. It's one of those, strip back, what can you do without for a while? You don't need to have the everything. Just chill.
Yeah, it's... The one that hits me here is my kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think it would be very evident that I don't matter to me. Most moms have a real hard time buying themselves anything.
Right.
I mean, if anything. It's a grocery item, maybe?
But it's like, I don't get anything. I don't. Even they got real mad at me. I spent one of my gift cards on Christmas presents and everybody got so mad at me.
Like,
that was for you.
Get it. I can't yell at you because get it.
Aww. Forbes.com said, it's about you seeing the numbers next to your habits and making adjustments so that your goals and how you define financial well-being are represented in the things you're spending on. Yeah. This question goes along with it. What are you spending money on that doesn't align with your values? What expenses can you cut? Because we all probably have them.
Exactly.
Do we need 15 streaming services?
No.
You know?
We cut some back because we're just not in a time of life where I can do that. Or I do free gym workouts at home on YouTube.
Yep. That's the way.
Are you... the last two questions are a little... Get back to our brain. Are you thinking about stuff incorrectly?
Probably.
Are you looking for stuff to fill you up, fill a hole, give you joy, make you feel better about yourself?
Yeah.
Make you feel better than someone else, present a certain image.
Treat yourself.
Yeah,
feeling that.
And lastly, if you're not content, why is that?
Yeah.
Why? Spend some time. Why am I not okay with what I have? What's the bigger?
Yeah, because if you lost it all, what's the thing you're gonna reach for? You know what I mean?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But you know what? We're here to grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're here to get better. We're here to be well. We're here adopt the practices into our life that are gonna make us more overall healthy, better, happier, more efficient people.
Mm. All right. Well,
I'm excited. We got six more weeks of learning and growing.
Mm-hmm. It feels less, punch in the face.
It's a little bit less heavy.
I appreciate
it.
I'm
trying.
You were breezy, my friend.
Yeah, breezy. Oh. This is breezy for Becky.
Yeah, that's good.
I battled it back. All right. We will be with you next week. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast.
please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.